你的所说的是两个。
No.
那就上面就是。
Sorry, way northwest London. Erev Shabbos Pashas Bamidbar, Hey Sivan, the 18th of May. Rabbi Mendy Chizik, and the subject is. I can't read it. Foschu va'anu Hashem Echod, and it is Dalad Sivan and not Hey. Shkoyach.
Eshus kolak kolak edish azev. Erev Shabbos. Which is itself Shabbos Kodesh El Shuas. There's a well-known question about Kabbalah Satoga on part of the Zmiris that we sing Shabbos morning. We say, Uvo Chulon Bevis Yachad, Klai Shachim together Bevis Yachad, to understand, Nasa Benishma Amul Ke'echod. Class will answer together, Nasa Nishma Amu Kechod. Then the next part, will someone please explain to me? Ufoschu v'onu Hashem Echod. They started, began to say Hashem Echod. Baruch Hanoisei Nayoiv Koyach. Anyone want to tell me what that means? So fine, we understand. Uvochulam Bevis Yachad. Nasa V'nishma Amu Kechod. Now we understand. Class will joined at Hasinai, at the Bris. And together recited and screamed, Nasa Nishma Amu Ke'echot. You know, just B'derech HaKdoma, they ask, what's that Nasa Nishma? How can I say what you will do? When we were asked if we wanted the Torah, it should have been said, Eshma, I'll do it. How could everybody scream Nasa Nishma? How can I say, I can't say, I don't know what you want to do. How could it be every person said, Nasa Nishma, we will do it. What you'll do? The Torah says, the kasha doesn't start. You'll tell us over to your families on Shabbos. The kasha doesn't start. When Uncle Dovi drives down the road, there's interesting music. Then, if I ask my children who wants one, we want. If something's sweet and sugar and sweet, we want it. Everyone knows Allah wants it. The Torah was sweet. It was Nasa v'nishma. Amu ke'echad. What's pshat in the next part? Uposchu va'onu Hashem echad. And then, Baruch Hanoisei Nayoiv Koyach. How's it fitting? Yidua, B'shene Belzerov, Dari Belzerov, Zecher Nevoch Rebaran, Sereva Moira de Kavod. And today, Be'ezek Hashem, we'll say our own Mahalach. But first, look what the Belzer said. Chazal tell us, that when the Gebur Yerushalem gave the Torah was given on Shabbos, which is probably the reason why we say this Zemar on Shabbos. Klai Yisrael answered, yes, yes, and no, no. They're makabel the Torah. Al hen hen, v'al lav lav. That means on a loisa say, they were told not to do something, they said, no. On a positive commandment, they said, yes. Amu, al hen hen, v'al lav lav. Here's the problem. Chazal tell us, ki yadua, that parochon ishmosan, Klal Yisrael heard the first two dibros from the Kaddish Baruch himself. They weren't able to withstand hearing it from the Gebur Yerushalayim. They couldn't take it. And the Neshamas flew out. I'm not going into it now, but the Chedor asks, if after that Tchias HaMisim, they had to Mekaddish their wives again. But let's leave that for now. They died. Baruch HaNishmosam. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabe Atei Monu, please can you tell us the Dibros? And Moshe told them the remaining 611. Toyo got Sivolon Moshe. Toyo got Gematria 611. Because Toyo got Sivolon Moshe. Because the first two weren't heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. The first two they heard from the Gebur Yerushalayim. Santa Maisa, when Mashach, the Tzadik, the Kodesh Uracha, was a young Talmud Chacham. He was Yosh Yeshiva in a Chassidish Yeshiva. This may not be well documented. And it came Shavuos, Rav Shach and the Talmidei Yeshiva had a different opinion. Remember they said, Yeshiva, they said, come to Shavuos, we need Yeshiva. We're leaving. We're going to spend time with the Rebbe. Tziavshach, this didn't make sense. What do you mean? Yeshiva doch Shavuos. They left. They went to spend time with the Rebbe. Karlin. Motz Yomtov, they came back to Yeshiva. Yavshach, that's all after now. What do you do there? He went to the Rebbe for Shavuos. And they told him of what they heard over on Shavuos. From the Karlin Rebbe. It's before the war. They heard of Zavot Azoy. Klal Yisrael, each time they heard one of the Aseret HaDibros, Prochus Moslem, then Shabbos flew out. Shabbos flew out. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabe Ate Imonu, you speak to us, you tell us. So the Rebbe, they asked the Baruch, I don't understand. Why did they want Moshe to give them the Torah? They got the greatest excuse. Every time they heard the mitzvah, then Shabbos flew out. They were potter. They couldn't live like that. Why did they say, Moshe, no, no, you give us the Torah? It had Moshe not given it to them, they couldn't have lasted. Every time they heard the mitzvah, Paruch and Shmoson. So the Kalina Yeva, the fact that they wanted to be alive and keep the Torah, that's the Yom Tov Shavuos. They said, no, Moshe, we don't want excuses about the Shabbos leaving us. We want to hear the Torah. You teach it to us so we can live with the Torah. So the Ashach said to the Talmidim, if that's the Torah as you hit the Tish, you can go again next year Shavuos as well. Over there you can go again. So the bells are Zoy. But the first two Dibras that were said together, but Dibrech on Eru. What a human being can't do. A human being can't say Anoichi and Aliyah together. I say Anoichi and Aliyah. But Anoichi and Aliyah were said Mipi HaGvur on Eru. They were said Mipi HaGvur and were said together, combined. They were combined. So what did they answer? They heard them together. Now, on Anoichi they had to answer yes. And on Aliyah they had to answer no. But they heard them together. So in a quandary, what do you answer now? They couldn't say yes, they couldn't say no. They'd heard from the Gebrishim, but Dibur Echod, Anoichi, I am Hashem, your God, and Aliyah don't have any other avodah zarah. What do you answer to that? To Anoichi, you can't answer yes, and then you can't answer no, because they have them together. They've a couple upon themselves not to serve Elohim Achirim, but they can't answer hen or love. They heard them together. So the bells of that were shut. Poschu va'onu Hashem Echod. Poschu va'onu, their first reply was Hashem Echod. Shabbat one. That was the answer to when they heard Anoichi no yeh. They couldn't say the hen or the lav. Their reply was Hashem Echod. Poschu va'onu Hashem Echod. Doesn't help us, Rabbi Yisai, with the following part. Abor chanois and yoiv koyach. Interesting, the Mefarshei Ashas bring down on the Gemara there, Shabbos Peiches, where the Gemara elaborates on the sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu being Oile Lamoroi, Shavi Sashevi, capturing Kaviyochel the Torah. The Gemara there uses a strange lashon. The Gemara there says, the Malachi Asharis turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Malach, Le Yerud Isha Beineinu. Why is he Beineinu? Beseichinu. Why is he here? Ma Le Yerud Isha Bashamayim. Beineinu indicates he's between us. He's between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is he sort of first come, first serve? Why is he here? Why is he Beineinu? Why is he in front of us? Says the Chidol like this. And Beseyat the Shemaya, while looking through a different sugya, we hope to be able to understand and explain Poschu v'onu Hashem Echod, hopefully as well an understanding and the connection of Boruch Hanois and Ayoev Koyach, which is the Hakdoma to Shabbos Shavuos. Chido says there's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mishpat Kuf Ayin He. A monetary halacha, which we may be familiar with, called Dino de Bar Metzra. Metzra comes from the word of the Torah, Metzor, which means borders. Well, we know the halacha is that if a person sells land he's got to first offer it to a neighbor. The Shulchan Aruch learns out of a pasuk, "For sisa ha'yoshav ha'toyv." From the Lashon HaPosuk, it sounds it's menschlichkeit. Do what's correct. Do what's good. Do what's right. For sisa ha'yoshav ha'toyv. If you're selling a property, give the first refusal to your next door neighbor. Dina d'vamet. Says the Chiddo, the taina of the Malachim was, Mal yulud isha beinenu. Why is he before us? Why are you giving it to him? Bar Mitzvah, we come first. Why is he in front of us? It's not pshat how you learn beinenu. What's he doing here? The nusach would have been then, Mal yulud isha b'shamayim. Mal yulud isha b'soichinu. Says the Chiddo, the taina was, what's he doing beinenu? How is he come in front of us? We're your neighbors. We're the Sinofim Oimdim Imal. The Malachi HaShoi says, we've got first right. Ma li yulid isha beinenu. Says the Chiddo. The Malachim had a taina. Why are Klal Yisrael getting the Torah when Alt Dina de Bar Mitzvah, the Malachim should have first rights? The Shach in Choshe Mishpot, when he goes through this halacha, Sifkot and Lamed, he clears, he wonders, and he leaves Betzor Achin, Rabbi Yisrael. He leaves Betzor Achin. He says, if somebody were to offer his land for sale to his son, could that push away the neighbor? So he clears. The Shach clears that Hagam, when it comes to selling land, the next door neighbor has the first right. Should have. Because of the Pasuk, Vasisa Hayosha Vahatoyev. Clears the Shach, and he leaves it unanswered. He says, if a man were to sell his land, sell it to his son, would that push away the neighbor? Would you say, listen, it's for sale, therefore anyone comes for, anyone is equal and neighbors are first? Or no? Hagam is selling it. My son is a son. Interestingly, the Shah probably didn't see, but it's brought down. You see the inside, the Shetim Kabetz, it's involved in Metzia. Kof Ches, he says clearly, he says, sons get it first. If a father sells it to a son, the son can push away the next door neighbor and says, my father sold it, he said, bottom come first. Mishnah's obviously make so much sense now. Bonim atem l'ashem l'kichem. We're bonim l'ashem l'kichem. The Mishnah continues, and therefore we got the Torah. Bonim atem l'ashem l'kichem. Our right to the Torah was that we were bonim. Otherwise, the Malachi HaShogash of Taina is valid. Ma lirut Israel beinenu. Bonim atem l'ashem l'kichem. The Hilik ben Yisachar, in his inimitable style, brilliantly, Rabbeisai, puts together two psukim. Absolutely brilliantly. In the volume Yud Gimel, the final pasuk in Yud Gimel, which is pasuk Yud Tes, connects with the following pasuk in Perik Yud Dalet pasuk Aleph. Two psukim literally next to each other. The psukim are bar mitzvah. The psukim are next to each other. Listen to this problem. Brilliant. The goyis of Bnei Sasa. He says, the pasuk says, we've got to keep the Torah. Lishmo is kol mitzvosav. La'asos ha'yosho. We're going to do what's ha'yosho. And yosho often represents, can represent the mitzvah of bar mitzvah, which is described in the Torah as vasisa ha'toiv ha'yosho. So la'asos ha'yosho. We have to do what's correct. Kisishma, we're going to listen to Kol Hashem Lekecha, we're going to keep the mitzvahs. La'asos ha'yosho. Next pasuk. Bonim atem la'Hashem Lekecha. Why do we have to keep the Torah? Why do we have to keep Kisishma b'Kol Hashem Lekecha? Why do we have that? Because Lazarus HaYosha, although the Yosha would seem to be to give it to the Malachi first, but Bonim Atem, we are Bonim, and therefore we proceed, we override the Allgemeine rule. We override the old, well-known, established rule of giving it first to the Bar Mitzvah. No. Bonim Atem Hashem Lekech. The Achronim want to add, and perhaps this helps us understand Shabbos a bit clearer. The Achronim want to add, Shabbos is by essence the proof that we are indeed Bonim Lamokim. We know, Mishnah Sanhedrin, that if a king passes away, the Amon of the king isn't free to marry anyone at all. In Nach, Avishak Ashunamis, marrying the king's Amonah represents stature. And it's the Melech himself. Shabbos is described by Chazal as Sharvito Yishol Melech. It's a king's personal scepter. Shabbos Kodesh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's alone. It's his own personal scepter, his own stick. Kavyof. How can we do it? How can we keep Shabbos? We're Kavyocha be Mishtamish with the Gabon Hashem's personal gifts, personal items. A basan is different. A ben melech can continue his father's ways. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, the Torah was given to us at Har Sinai. Before the Torah was given to us, in Moroh, we were given Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is Eidus that we are born in Lamokoi. Mitzvah Shabbos is Eidus that we're not strangers in Shabbos. We're Shutfim of the Rabbi Yisrael in Shabbos. We're sons. We continue our Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of Shabbos. We're born in. We've got the Mitzvah Shabbos as a prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah. Now we've got Shabbos. So we're born in Lamokoi. So we don't need to listen to the halachas of our Mitzvah. I want to suggest, actually that's Pshat, in Zmei Shabbos. Poschu v'onu, Hashem Echad, this Hashem we're one. We're one and the same. We're better than Malachim. We're your sons. Hashem Echad, we're one. Nase v'nishma omu ke'echad. They scream Nase v'nishma together. Aye, the Malachim come first. No! We're born in, we're poschu v'onu Hashem, Hashem, we're one, we're the same. We're part of your establishment. What's the proof? That we've given a day of rest on Shabbos. What's the proof for Bonin Lamokka? Baruch ha'noisein la'yoyiv koyach. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a day of Shabbos. We're using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day of rest, kaviyochel. Why? Because we ourselves and the Gebershah are one. We're born in. So that's what we're and that's why lechoyga. When you say that zemer on Shabbos Kodesh, because it's Shabbos, which is edus that we are allowed to receive the Torah before Malachim. The Chidor himself gives a different answer. The Chidor himself says, "Apir Shulchan Aruch." There, he says the halacha of Bar Mitzvah applies to land, not to Metaltelin. Land. A person owns karka. You've got to sell it to your neighbor first. Offer it to your neighbor first. But if a person is trying to sell Metaltelin, movable items, you sell your bike. You don't knock on your neighbor's door, do you want to buy my bike? So the Chidor Azay, Chaviv in Yisrael, we're lucky. Shenitan lohem klichendo. The Torah is called a klichendo, and that's why we're lucky. That's why Chaviv in Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu designated a title for the Torah as a keli. And therefore, Chaviv in Yisrael shlit on them klichemdo. We're fortunate. The Torah Kav Yochel is called the klichemdo. It's a keli. As such, we're allowed to come before the Malachim. Beinenu, stand between the Malachim and the Shechinah Kav Yochel, and we first come. The Achronim go further and say that Din de la Mitzra probably doesn't even apply over here. They want to go as far as saying it's like the question doesn't even start. The time of the Malachim can easily be knocked back. The Malachim's time was, do you know the Bar Mitzra? Give it to us first. In Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Kuf Ayin Hey, we said before, Sifri Ches, he says very clearly, if something is given as a gift, given as a matana, not a monetary sale, you can give it to who you want. Din de Bar Mitzra applies when you're selling something. If you're giving it, it's entitled. Give it to who you want. What? The world is a free place. Give it to who you want. Listen to this of the Haggadah of Pesach. Baruch Hamokim Baruch. Baruch Shenosan Toiro L'Amo Yisrael. Hashem gave it to us. Once it's given to us, what can Malachim protest? What can they say? We want it. It's a gift. I can choose to give it to who I want. Baruch Shenosan Toiro. Mishnah is even more geschmacking of us. Shenitan lohem klichemdo. Not only did we say it was a keli, but nosan, it was given. Given, but say it. Yom HaSoita. Your Gemara base tells us that B'Shas Moshe was Nifta. Malachim said, "Tzidkas for tzedek, tzidkas Hashem also, which part of him is Yisrael, the pesukim we call tzidok hadin. The person goes to Beisachayim, we say the pesukim tzidok hadin, and that was said Shabbos afternoon, at the time Moshe was nifter, and that's why ad hayoyim the minag in klal Yisrael the minag of Donor is." That we say it's at Kosovo Tzadish Shabbos Mincha. Again, Derech Agav, it's not the whole shape, but not for now. It's very fair to understand how we can even understand the idea that Moshe would be Nifta on Shabbos afternoon. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the last day of his life, wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Shabbos. It's not a shame, not for now, it's not a shame in itself. But to do that shame for another time, it's a shame. How can Moshe be Nifta on Shabbos? We say it's at Kosovo Tzadish on Shabbos, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Chop shot and day, Baruch Hashem. Very quickly, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shavuos, just add very quickly, Moshe Rabbeinu lived a day longer than 120 years. If you're born Zayin Ador, and you're nifter Zayin Ador, Rabbi Yisai, you've already entered your next year. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Bameyav Esim Shomechi Hayoyim, was a Friday, Vov Ador. He said, today I finished my life. If you're born on the 1st of January, 31st December is the end of that year. The next 1st January is ready next year. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, then on a Friday he thought today, Nimlu Yomai. So he carried further and said, but on that day he's like wrote the 30th of Torah. The fits in the Marshal who seems to ask how Moshe got an extra day. That extra was Shabbos. Al Koponim, it's because what said it's Shabbos Mincha. Toys asked the Kasha's high fits in. The problem we have to ask is the Nusach HaPosuk, the Malachim said, Tzid Kasa Hashem Osim, Mishpot of Yisrael, how's that fit in? Said the Kovna Rov, Abitzel Chom, the Kohen Spector, says the Moyer to Gazach. He says, you can give a person an item in one of two ways, sale or gift. gifting an item, gets round the halachas of bar mitzvah. But there's no achrayus on it. There's no responsibility taken. If you sell something to somebody and document it, in the document you write, and I take responsibility, if this land is taken by a creditor, we can deal with it. Each one has a yipui koyach. Says a bit of a respect like this. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made sure that Moshe could keep the Torah. So he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu as a gift, but documented it like it was a sale. Nitan lem klichev chendo. He says the Gemara's Losh brings a pasuk, lokach tomatonois. You can't take it, you can receive it. Olisol amoroim, shavisol shevi, lokach tomatonois. He says, what do you mean, lokach tomatonois? You mean, lokach tomatonois. If you stand there, you receive a gift. Kibal tomatonois. What's lokach tomatonois? Lokach is a form of, a term of acquiring. Matonois is receiving, it's a gift. Says the Kovnov, exactly that's what happened. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Lochem didn't have right to it. He gave it as lokachto, as a sale, and as a maton. Each one had a yipui koyach. The maton or gift means it's not bound to the restrictions of bar mitzvah. And the purchase of it, was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking responsibilities, the Kazo can keep it, and Malachim can't get it off. And what Kedushin talks about, a man who writes in a shtar, Sodan Mechuroloch and Sodan Nesunoloch. What does he mean? He writes a Mechuro and Nesun in the same document. Was he drunk at the time? Did not know if he sold it? He says in one other. It means a Matona. He's written Mechuro to give the fellow the confidence and the strength and the backbone to stand up to somebody and say, this is mine. No, it says Mechuro. It's given free with the Koyach of Mechuro. When Malachim saw Moshe Rabbeinu Nifta, he said, Tzidka Hashem also. HaKadosh Baruch was absolutely correct. He gave it, tied it up in a document everywhere possible. Umishpotov im Yisroel. That's why the Torah is with Klal Yisroel. Umishpotov im Yisroel. Perhaps now, Rabbi Yisrael, time is now, there's more Mahalchim. But if we go back to the first chapter we said today, we can explain the Zemeh clearer. We gave three Mahalchim today. We just now said that if it's done as a sale and as a gift together, it belongs to you. The second halach we learn was from the Chedor himself, who says, "Metaltalin are bound to Bametzra." And the first shot we said today was that we're bonim, we're one in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If we learn that we attack a bonim lamokim, then we can answer things simply. It came with Mishra Achad. Nas Mishma Amokhe Achad. Poschub Onu, he said, Hashem Echad, we're one. What's the Eidus? Shabbos tomorrow, Shabbos tomorrow, Erev Shavuos is the Eidus Rebonim. We're using Shavita Shemalech. Baruch Hanois Lev Koyach, Zal Takazoy Chazam, Shavu Koyach, to be covered to a Kogoy. Thank you.